Hello?
Picture right.
Hello?
Hi, Mr.
You recover from the carpenters?
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if you had any chance to give some more thought to that little problem.
Yes, I've been working on it all morning. I've been, I tell you what I did. I called Percy and sort of read the riot act to him.
Yeah.
Told him, Christ, if you want to undercut the government, go ahead. I said, Elliot will just won't take the goddamn job. Either he's going to take it and be the attorney general, he won't take it. And if you want to harm the country, go ahead. Well, he didn't mean that. And I said, well, Christ, the president said that in his speech. He's given Elliot Richardson the authority to have a special prosecutor. And
right.
Why the hell do you have to do it the next day? Well, he didn't mean it, and he had it drafted before the speech and all this kind of stuff. Well, I think that on balance, and he promised me he wouldn't say anything about my meeting with him. He's very unhappy about the comments that appeared at the Chicago Tribune, you know, on the cabin meeting.
That's right. Good. He better be.
Well, I think the best thing to do, I talked to Bill Timmons, and he agrees that rather than trying to get another vote, if we could get the damn thing off the calendar up and just have him make some statements supporting Elliot and assure that he's going to do the right thing and
yeah.
Need anything of that kind. And if we can get Goldwater and Percy and a few of those fellows up there to say that, then just let it ride. Because actually there's nothing in the resolution that's inconsistent, really. I mean, it says pretty much the same thing you did. The only thing that...
It says independent of the executive branch, I guess, Bill, or something.
Let me hold on just a second. Let me get the paper. I didn't think so. Hold on. Percy said that he didn't intend that the let's see, what the hell is it here? He said that... He thinks it ought to be in the Justice Department, and it ought to be an office right next to Elliot and so forth. Really, what he was talking about principally was to have it confirmation. No, it says.
But you couldn't possibly do.
Well, you could. That isn't so difficult. It'd be just like having an assistant attorney general. So,
oh yeah, yeah.
No, it says the president immediately designates an individual of the highest character and integrity from outside the executive branch to serve as special prosecutor from outside the executive branch. Doesn't mean that he remains outside. I said to him, you mean he's got to be in the executive branch? He said, oh, of course. To serve as special prosecutor for the government in any criminal investigations over the rising out of the election. The president should grant such special prosecutor all authority necessary and proper to be effective in the performance of his duties. The president should submit the name of such designee to the Senate. So that isn't really all that bad. I mean, you would do that anyway. If Elliot decides on a special prosecutor, obviously you'd grant him whatever authority he needed.
Yeah, what about the submission to the Senate doesn't bother me anyway, because he'd
know
the kind of man that Elliot would pick would be what he could get by the Senate.
In fact,
anyway.
It might be some advantage to it.
Very good. Right, right. Well, would you pass it on to Elliot?
I will. I just finished talking to Elliot, and I've talked to... So I don't think that...
And Elliot should simply take the line where that resolution is completely consistent with what he is intending to do.
Well, he wants to be a little cautious in that because he's not sure, but he can say it. I think the best thing to do is just let it ride. If they'll say some nice things up there about Elliot now.
That's it.
That's the best.
Confidence in him is
right.
The thing.
Right. All right, Mr. President. I'll see you.
And basically, that's the whole problem. The resolution was so unanimous, so much. You see, coming as it did, it indicated a total lack of confidence in Elliot. That's the thing,
right.
And really destroyed him before he ever began.
I know that. I know that.
That's why Elliot was so upset last night.
That's right. Well, we'll see. I think it's...
Incidentally, I was trying to think, Bill, of a counsel. You remember Ray Dickey?
Yeah.
Could he do it, or...
I don't think so.
No.
I think the best fellow probably is this Sears from Chicago.
No, I don't mean special prosecutor, counsel for the White House.
Oh, for the White
just,
House.
Just somebody here, you know, that has to do the clearances and so forth. Just some older guy that's,
let me think a bit about that.
I just like somebody, it has to be somebody that I know relatively well and somebody's going to bother me too much. But you know what I mean, but would you give some thought to that?
I will give.
I don't want him too young, but if you could get some, if we could give me a name. of 10 boards. He said, I just can't get off of 10 boards.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's the problem. Of course, this does not require confirmation.
No.
Or anything of that sort. But
what about Bryce Hilo? Have you thought about bringing him back?
Well, you see, he's not a lawyer.
No, I was thinking about that, but I mean for other...
Yeah, we could, but except Billy just can't cut it financially. I mean, he's, you know, that's his problem. That's why he left. He just is, you know what I mean? He's, I don't know why he seems to be that. The doggone company has been very rough in that respect.
Is that a...
On leaves of absence and so forth. And
Dennis mentioned in the media the other day, he said, I think this would be a God-given opportunity to get Bryce Hilo back. It would be sort of a signal that,
right,
turn around your relations with the Congress.
Right. We might try.
Another thing about Hilo would be pretty good is that he would work well with the cabinet. He's not a, he doesn't,
yep,
grab for authority. He's
No. Well, we don't have any. There's nobody around here who's going to grab for authority now, I don't think. But
no, but what I mean is, yeah, I'd hate to have you put some big shot in there. Then But a fellow like...
Oh, no. I mean, you couldn't bring in a Connolly or somebody like that. Oh, I understand that.
A fellow like Hilo is sort of soil in
it. One of the reasons I need a counsel fairly soon is that I've got to get Len off to his other things. You know, he's got a lot of other things in Len Garment 9. I just need a...
All right.
If you could...
Let me think about that.
But I need somebody totally, just frankly, a good, gray, competent fellow.
Yeah, right.
In other words, a Charlie Ryan that wouldn't talk so much.